Things were so expensive. Inflation was at the highest peak it could be. But God spoke through his prophet, Elisha, and said, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, what you thought was impossible, you will see a miracle. And there was a man there close to the king and said, even if God opened all the windows of heaven, it cannot happen. Elijah said, you can only benefit from what you believe for. You only benefit from what you believe for. If you don't believe it, you cannot benefit from it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is why what you believe is so important to the manifestation of your desire. You've got to believe the word. If God says this is it, then it's already done. Hallelujah. Because he already knows the end from the beginning. He's not just working it out. He has already worked it out. Oh, I wish I had somebody to receive that. I don't know what you desire. He has already worked it out. You may not be able to find your way through, but God has already worked it out. Whatever is bringing you tears right now, there is joy on the other side of your belief. If you believe it, it is done. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't you ever let the devil deceive you thinking that God does not love you. I don't know what you're asking God to do for you. Maybe some of you are asking something small. Change what you're asking. Ask for that big thing. He's able to do it. If he can bless you with 1 naira, he can bless you with 1 billion. Glory to God. Glory to God. A man of God said, Lord, me and my children and my wife, we are in this same one room. In this same war room. If God, if you just have favor on us, at least let's have a parlor and then we can have a bedroom. So maybe the children can be sleeping in the parlor. And God said, which kind of God you think say you deserve safe? Which kind of God? Small God? Hallelujah. If your God is big, your request must be big. If your God is great, you must expect great things. Glory be to Jesus. God said, I don't have plans of one room apartment for you. I have plans of a city.
Hallelujah.
Today, the rest is history.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The city is there.
Yes.
Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What can you believe for today? What can you believe for? If you believe it, he will move the unmovable. If you believe it, he will break the unbreakable.
Yeah.
If only you will believe. Come and help me tell 7 people. Believe God. Believe God. Believe him. Believe him. Believe his word. Believe his word. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Don't you doubt. Don't you allow the devil to move you from doubting. Don't you ever doubt God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you ever doubt him. There are things you ask for God, it looks as if God is taking time. No, he's looking for where he's going to take all the glory. If he gives it to you now, the glory will go to somebody else. Am I preaching good this morning? God, why are you wasting time? You see that I have this need. I have a time limit. I told you, God said to me, he said, forget about all these your stupid deadlines. When the devil set a deadline, that is when I'm setting a lifeline.
Oh.
Because when I say yes, nobody can say no. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Please help me tell the brethren today. Sing that song. Move the
immovable, break the unbreakable. God, we believe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
As you remain standing, pick up your Bible. Just pick up your Bible and let's go into the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor Ade, for sharing that testimony. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I told you there is no problem on God's side. Never any problem. The problem is always on the receiving side. It's with us. It's always with us. And that's why God wants to change us. God can't change, but He wants us to change. When you come to a service like this, you've got to live with a word. You have to. You can't just come and return the same way you came. Our gathering here is not to put rub on your body. Okay? But the word is to cast out that demon that has been hanging upon your shoulder. That's why the Bible says, because of the anointing, every burden shall be lifted and every yoke destroyed. That's the purpose. You're coming here, you have to expect to encounter God. It's an encounter. It's a divine encounter with God. This is not a social club. That's my church. As if you are going to a Soroptimist club or Lions club. No. You are coming to meet with God. And you ought not to leave unless you meet Him. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Moses said, I will not leave. We are not leaving this place unless your presence goes with us. We are not leaving. There's no point. Jacob said, I will not go unless you bless me. So he knew his expectation was a divine encounter. And the Bible said, the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. Your expectations will not be cut off today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you have your Bible in your hand? Now, I want us to read Psalm 136. And we're going to read just the very first verse. Psalm 136. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And it says, give thanks to the Lord. Let's read together. For He is good. For His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord. Who are we to give thanks to? Why do we give thanks to Him? For He is good. His love or His faithfulness. Hallelujah. In your translation. His faithfulness does what? His mercy, His love, His faithfulness endures forever. Did you hear that word? Endure. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That no matter what you are going through, the love God has for you will endure your challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, it will endure the trial. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
His love endures forever. Now let's read Romans 8. When they wake you, that scripture will come out of your spirit.
Yes.
Glory to God. When the Bible says they enter into a rest, the rest is in this scripture. If you are part of Wednesday service, you would have heard that. That is the rest. This is why you need not worry. This is why you need not be anxious about anything. What is it that you're anxious about now? Hello? Now hear the word of the Lord. I've taken care of it. You see? Only one person had that. You see? I've already taken care of it. Okay, are you there? Romans 8 and verse 32. Shall we read it together? Want to go? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? I love this translation. They say, graciously give us all things. Graciously. What does it mean to give graciously? That is God's riches at Christ's expense. Hallelujah. All things. I'm sure your translation says free. It's free. Glory to God. Amen. It's free. All things. Now, whatever you are anxious and worried about now is part of the all things that he has already taken care of. How will he not with him, along with him, graciously, freely give you all things, not some things? So whether it is spiritual, it is included. Whether it is material, it is included. Whether it's financial, it is included. Whether it's marital, it is included. Whether it's academic, it is included. Whichever way, whether it's physical, it is included. Whether it's emotional, it is included. It does not exclude any, because he said all things. Glory to God. Continue to meditate on this scripture. Glory to God. And that peace of God that passeth all understanding will garrison your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You'll be at peace. Knowing, fully confident and fully persuaded that God cannot fail you. Oh, beloved, the devil wants us to compromise. I was talking with, you know, someone I will refer to as a mother in the Lord. And we were just fellowshipping together, just recounting the goodness of the Lord. And there was something she said. He said, my sister, he said, I don't know if you have experienced this thing. I said, look, I don't know how people relate with the Holy Ghost. When God says something, I have this spirit, I have to try it. You see, when Elijah was going, he said to Elisha, he said, if you see me, what you desire, you will have it. Okay? If you see me as I'm being taken up. Hallelujah. Now, he saw something Elijah did. So he said, okay, this mantle will drop as long as you can see. So when Elijah was taken up by the Lord, the mantle dropped and Elisha picked up the mantle. The first thing he wanted to do when he took off the mantle is not to go around. I've got the mantle. I'm anointed. No. Nobody cares about your anointing until it destroys yokes. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's the manifestation that tells us you believe the word. He looked at Jordan and he said, this is the mantle now. Okay. We know now. Struck it. The thing divided. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, there are certain things that, you know, we were talking about. When you have needs, and you know enough people that can meet the need, if you ask them. In fact, they will be too happy to want to assist you. But sometimes, as a child of God, you need to test whether you are in the faith and you know that you and your father, you have a good rapport, you know your relationship is well intact. That even though I can say, oh, I want to go there, that your shoe is flat, give it to me, let me wear it. I will choose to say, Father, I need to go there with a flat shoe. What do you say to this? And the point we were trying to make is that if God called you, the Bible says, faithful is he that calleth, who will also do it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
If God called me, then he has to make things happen. Hallelujah. And we were sharing this testimony together. Testimonies of such encounters that we have had of the goodness of the Lord. When it is easier to look unto man, but we chose to look unto God. It's easier and it's faster. It's even faster. You go to somebody, they quickly, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Even you are looking at people who have what you need in their hand, you make sure that they see you. So maybe they will see what you need and then give it to you. God will shut their eyes. Oh. Tell your neighbor, keep living. Why? You think it's because God does not give you what you need? No, he has said that he will supply all your needs. So, that's not the point. But because he wants you to look up to him for everything that you need and everything that you want. So that glory will not go to any man whatsoever. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've seen God operate in this manner in my life. Even when it comes to things that are very simple. Things that to you will look, what is this? It's nothing. But you see, that was how my faith started growing. When I could believe God for face powder. Hello?
Hi.
Face powder. I said, Father, this face powder, this is how much they are selling it now. Some of you will not know it. In those, maybe Pastor Yemi will know. Flurry robots. Remember? All of a sudden, the price was like unreachable. I said, God, what is happening? And my birthday was coming. So I said, Lord, I want a birthday present. You know, this powder, how about it? And I said, Lord, I thank you. I receive it. It's coming. Hello? The devil came. Just like somebody was saying here today, you know, the devil will come. I think it was our lead worshiper. To come and tell you all sorts of stories. How it can't be done. How when it comes to powder, it's got shades. Even if God wants somebody to give you, how will they know your shade? No. Please put your natural mind on now. You know, that's kind of a challenge, okay? Because if I want to send my sister here now, I say, oh, you are traveling abroad. Can you please get me, blah, blah, blah. I will give her the details. Okay? But how will anybody know? He said, they can't know. I said, devil, you are a liar. The Bible says, he has freely given me all things to enjoy. So if it's all things, it includes all the shades, whichever one that I desire. Glory to God. So I shot the mouth of the devil right there. Do you know on my birthday, someone, beloved person, who has always gifted me on my birthday, sometimes he will give, it may be a monetary gift or whatever, but had never ever given me a powder. Gave me powder, the correct shade. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You think God does not know you. You think he doesn't know what you need. You think he doesn't know where to get it. The devil is a liar. If only you will believe him, he will supply your need to the minutest detail. Are you kidding me? I went in. Today is a day of gratitude. Glory to God. When I was about to get married, I was abroad with, you know, my mom and my two sisters. And on the day we went out to go and shop for a wedding dress, the Spirit told me that day to go to a particular shop. So I told my mom, I said, let's go. My mom said, oh, yeah. That, you know, old people, old school. He said, oh, that's opposite my school. Who cares? Anyway, we went. So we got to the shop. Then I was a size 14. Was. So. And the lady said, oh, I'm sorry. We don't have a 14. We have a 12 and then we have 18. But we don't have a size 14. So my mom said, call them. You have other branches. Call them. You know, he said, they don't have. Every morning we check what we have in the store. The Holy Ghost said, I sent you here to get your wedding dress. How can your own size not be there? I don't make mistakes. So I sat there. I refused to go. I said, go and check your store again. The woman was getting, you know, Igbo person, she was already blushing. What's wrong with these African people just harassing her? I said, check it one more time. This particular one. This is the dress. And it was so funny. Myself and my sister-in-law, it's like we saw it at the same time. And we both said, this is it. And if this is it, there is no but or me with God. She went there. She came back and said, oh, you won't believe it. I said, I believe it. Oh, this is a 14. Of course it has to be a 14. Now, whether the one angel came there and dropped the 14, I don't know how. You see, I don't worry. Many of us worry about how God is going to do something. The how is not your responsibility. Your only responsibility is believe. That's all. The how, the when, leave that one. Don't start playing God. When you are start thinking of how, you are playing God. You have stepped out of line. Just believe God. Beloved, I can stand here and start giving you all manner of testimonies. Glory to God. Is it about our first women's program that we wanted to have in 45 Lagos Street? After I prayed that day, God said, I'm sending someone to bring 100,000 naira. Now, that time, 100,000 was quite a lot of money. For everything you will need for this program. 100,000. And I said, Father, I thank you. He was specific as to the amount. 100. I didn't even ask God for 100. God himself told me he's sending someone to bring 100,000. That's how 2 days later, one of our faithful sisters said, he said, Pastor Mrs., my husband said he's contributing to the women's program. I said, how much? He said, 100,000. Oh. You see, I'm not shaken by what I don't have that I believe God for now. When God knows it is the best time to release it, it is coming. So I have to rest. Why? Because I believe what his word says. Romans 8:32. He said, how will I not give you? I mean, how will I? If God would talk like that, how could you ever think that I will give my best? I gave it so that you can rest. So rest. in the finished work.
Hallelujah.
It is finished.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is finished. Glory to God. This God is wonderful. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may be seated. Today I want to quickly talk to us about gratitude. Let somebody say gratitude. Gratitude. And I won't take too much of your time. Today also we have an anointing service. That yoke today will be destroyed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So I want us to look at these seven reasons. As one of my lecturers used to say in law school then, he would say, I'll give you cogent and convincing reason. You have to have a cogent and convincing reason. So today I want to share with you seven cogent and convincing reasons why you must show gratitude to God. Many a times you don't feel that there is anything to be grateful for. Or we neglect because we take those things for granted. May you not take God for granted. Because to take the goodness of the Lord and his faithfulness for granted is to take God for granted. Number one. Let's first of all define what gratitude is all about. Gratitude comes from within. Let somebody say, within. Now, why is this important? Why am I mentioning this? Because a lot of times, even in the church, we sing songs to say, thank you, Lord. But to a lot of people, that thank you is just from our lips. Is not coming from the heart. Hello? Yeah. But gratitude comes from within. From your heart, then it comes out through your mouth. It must first be in your heart. That's where gratitude comes from. Gratitude is showing appreciation and being thankful. Showing appreciation for everything that God has done in your life. Showing appreciation. Not taking any meal that you take in a day for granted. Not waking up, going about your daily business without first of all talking with God. I say it often. I say, a day without prayer is a boast against God. A day you do not kneel down, you wake up in the morning, you do not first of all give thanks to God for that day, for his mercy and counting you among the living. Hello? For his mercy locating you is a boast against God. You are boasting that you can handle your life by yourself. Now, many of you have done that. Many of us have. And we have, can you see the mess that we have made of it? Hello? Hallelujah. So how can I wake up in the morning? And that's why my first thing that comes out of my mouth when I open my eyes is, good morning, Holy Spirit. It's the first thing. It comes. Because I didn't wake up by myself. Hello? Some of you set alarm so that you will not be late to work. Abby, you set alarm to wake you up. No, the alarm didn't wake you up. Mercy woke you up. It's not the alarm. If it's a question of alarm, when I go to vaults and gardens there, if I put all manner of alarm there, there is nobody in the grave that will get up. Not one person. So alarm cannot wake anybody. It's mercy that woke you up this morning. Glory to God. So, first thing, having an attitude of gratitude is beneficial to both our spiritual and physical wellness. It's beneficial to your spiritual and your physical wellness to show gratitude. Medical practitioners will tell you many a times. Have you had some people that will say, what is wrong with them? It's not. I remember, you know, my senior sister used to say it. He said, many of the patients that I see, he said, I know that their problem is just emotional or psychological. That once you set that one, you see that it's really not. There isn't much to do. Because if your mind is not at rest, if you are stressed up, then it can lead to sickness. Praise the Lord. So gratitude, you know, is an appreciation, is being thankful. If you are thankful, then you know that your health will spring up speedily. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, good word doeth well like medicine. To your body. To your body. So Romans 8:32, as it says, let it be your propelling and compelling scripture for showing gratitude to God. Always. Why? Because he has freely given you all things. You need to thank God for that. Always. You need to show gratitude to God. For he gave his best, his only begotten son. The Bible says, he that knew no sin was made sin for us. Jesus was not a sinner. It was because of your sin and my sin that he became a sinner. The Bible says he was numbered. In Isaiah 53, it said he was numbered among the transgressors. Not because he transgressed. Hello? Glory to God. So despite, in spite, and regardless of my struggles, my stress, and troubles and sufferings in this world, I still have a reason to show gratitude to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. This is how to rest from your stress. Glory to God. Glory to God. Second, provision. The second reason is provision. The first one is because he gave his son, his only begotten son. Nothing defines love better than that. That somebody will give his best. To us, at the best of times, some of us, we can give something. Very rarely do you see people give their best. We will talk more about that next week. Glory to God. Because a lot of people want to give at this level, but they want a blessing at that level. Let somebody say, That's right. So, the love that God has for us is an unfailing love. And that's that number one. Number two is provision, because God has already provided. Like we said this morning, what is it? What do you need? It is already provided. Praise the Lord. And recently, God was just telling me about, you know, the Holy Spirit was just leading me in a particular way. And instructing me. And what was he instructing? I asked God to make provision for me. And The Lord said, I've already provided it. And let me tell you how God said it. In the place of prayer, the word came to me when I was silent, and he said, I have already come through for you. Okay, that's good. Good word. God has already come through for me. So I thanked God because he has already come through. So I don't need to even put that in prayer anymore, but just to be thanking God for it. So I was thanking God and thanking God, but the provision no arrive. Hallelujah. So I had to go to God. I said, what? God said, if you ask me, you should know that I've already provided it. If you don't have it, you should know what you need to do. He says, somebody, you know, is disturbing this thing. And immediately it struck me. One revelation that was given to Kenny Hagin, Sr. May he so rest in peace. And he said, he was having conversation with God, and then all of a sudden, like a demon just came and blocked, you know, his access to what God was saying. And he said he was telling the Lord, Lord, I can't hear you again. What is happening? What are you saying? I can't hear you. He said, God told him, I'm still speaking. If you can't hear me, it's not me. Something is blocking it. Now tell what is blocking it to get out of the way. In other words, it was his responsibility to get the hindrance out of the way. God said, there's no problem on my side. I'm still speaking. If you can't hear, something is blocking it. Remember when Jesus, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus was giving, illustration in a story of a farmer that went to plant. And then his workers came to him and said, Master, you plant say good seeds here. Come and see what has happened. Wild plants have grown to choke the seed that you see. And the master said, no. He said, why men slept, Abby? That's what Jesus said. The enemy came and he sowed tar there. Amen. He said, the wicked one has done this. Is there anything that you desire, that you have asked God to provide for you? You are waiting on it. Could it be that the wicked one has caused the delay? Hello? When I caught that revelation, that night I said, devil, you don't enter when? That night. Ha! Kabasato koriba shata. Lekebo soto koria. Brasadagadeboko soto koriba shete. It was a serious vigil on a Friday night. By Saturday, 4 p.m., provision arrived. I have given provision. Glory to God. That's why you must show gratitude, because God has already provided. Don't let the devil cause you to begin to blame God. The problem is not on God's side. The problem is always on the receiving side. Hallelujah. He has given us authority to do what? To tread upon scorpions and serpents. Luke 10 and verse 19. And to overcome all the powers of the enemy, because he knows that the enemy will want to block the channel with which you will receive the provision. Now, it's your responsibility and mine to remove everything that is blocking the way. So it's not as if God does not want to give it to you. The wicked one is blocking the way. And you must put the wicked one where? Under your feet. Because God has given you authority over it. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Divine power and wisdom God has given unto us over all things that pertain unto life and godliness. It's been given unto us. Praise God forevermore. There are packaged blessings with your name written on it. But it has not yet. You have not gone to claim it. It's there. It's already there. Glory to God. Ah, Lord, when with this, I want to be married. When will my husband show up? When will my wife show up? She's already here. He's already here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
A lady, when she got married, by the anointing today, everything, every covering cast, covering your eyes from locating your destiny helpers, the anointing will remove it today. In the mighty name of Jesus. May we not be at the pool of mercy and still be lacking mercy. Just note what I've said today. Hallelujah. So, provision is there. God is our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that sees and provides. Help me tell your neighbor, God sees you. God sees your need. He sees them. And that's why you need sometimes, you just thank God and say, Father, I thank you because you see. You already see. So my prayer is not, Lord, don't you see? Hallelujah. Peter said, don't you care that we perish? He said, what talk are you talking? This is faithless. I'm here with you. You are still saying, don't you care that you... Of course, it is because I have power over the storm. So why should I shake because of a storm? Did he not get up? And did he not speak to the storm? I said, peace be still. And he was still. That was it. So why do you say I don't care? God cares for you. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. The third one is his forgiveness. We show gratitude to God for his forgiveness. If God does not forgive you and I, beloved, where do you think we will be? If not for God. We sin. We commit sin time and time and time again. But God's mercy still shows up for us. Hallelujah. You know, there are certain things that happen. I say, God, I thank you because you are God. Because if I'm God, some of us, if you are God, you will be the only one that is alive now. Everybody will be dead because you wipe them out. Once anybody drives, one Okada man just cross your way on the road like this, you just spew fire. Pow! The guy just incinerates. Straight. You won't even waste time. You just say fire upon you and it starts to burn. What do you care? Hello? Do you know how many occasions that if God were man, you won't be alive. I won't be either. Because left to man, we are dead. We are dead, unworthy, valueless. Hello? As my people say in Yoruba, anumadaro. Minus you, what does that mean? Nothing. Hello? But thanks be unto God that said, today it is plus me. That there is no today without me. Glory to God. You need to show gratitude to God for his forgiveness. That he has forgiven you every time you have a misstep. You make a mistake. You go back to God and he keeps forgiving you. And he still continues to provide for you. despite, in spite, and regardless of those things. He doesn't count your sin against you. Once you come, you repent. That's it. It's forgotten. That's why many a times the things we do in the past, the devil comes to come and remind you and say, why you are going through what you are going through is because of what you did in the past. The devil is a liar. If you have come to God and asked God to forgive you, you are already forgiven of it. Oh, can I thought many will applaud God. Do you know what this means? You don't know what this means? If now man they forgive, the first thing they say, even if you go to them for help, they say, me help you. Me. They will look like this. You know how we can be? Yeah. Look. As if it can't be me you are talking to. After all you did, me, I should now come and help you. Because that is the natural man. Hallelujah. That's how natural man operates. But a God kind of love does not operate like that. Once you have asked for forgiveness, it's all over. God has forgotten it. And the next thing is God say, oh yeah, let's move forward. And then you go to God. That same day, you say, Lord, I'm going to this place. I'm asking for a contract. Open the door for me. Then he opens the door for you. Eh? Regardless of what you just did. That's what grace does. That's what grace does. Grace is an empowerment to do what is right. It is not a permission to do what is wrong. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This month of December, grace will appear to you like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. The fourth one, His Word, the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. We need to show gratitude to God for His Word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent forth His word, and His word healed them. We are healed by the word. We cast out demons by the word. Hallelujah. It is the word that made promises to you and I. Whatever the promise is that God has made to you, it was His word. He sent forth His word. His word healed them and delivered them from destructions. It is the word that delivers us. Hallelujah. Do you know how many times you've been on the road? Just after you left the place, gangs came in. You just drove past, and then you'll be hearing that something happened. You will hear that a stray bullet hit somebody. That same place, you passed the place. It did not happen when you were passing. Hello? It did not happen. Or what about the lady that, you know, hoodlums just came into their estate. They said they came in trucks. In trucks, they must have been more than 40 people. Going from one house to the other. And this lady said, they are saying they are robbing, they are doing everything on her street. And she said, Father, I thank you. Because you have already promised, I have a promise of protection and security. So my house is secured in God. My family is in Christ and Christ in God. So we are not available for any negative influence of the enemy. So I give you thanks, Lord, because this house is untouchable. Do you know that it was only her house? They did not even come inside the fence. Every other house was raided on her street except her own. Glory to God. There are many things that God has done for you that you are not even aware of. In fact, they are more than the ones you are aware of. And that's why we must always show gratitude to God for His word. Praise the Lord. For His word. Many of us take the word lightly. Sometimes you speak a word to somebody, they just, amen. They don't take it seriously. Until something now happens. Because God will send the word ahead. God will send the word ahead. Why? To keep your heart stable when the thing happens. So that when the thing happens, it is the word that you will speak. Glory to God. Just like that, my experience in my bank, And they said, this woman, they sack her. They put my name first, number one on the list. They sack them. But God already prepared my mind before that decision at the board meeting and gave me a word in Isaiah 54 that says, surely they gather. So there was a board meeting that gathered. But it said, the gathering is not of me. And because it is not of me, they don't have my consent, they will scatter for your sake. So when people came to me and said, Mr. Hove, your name, they said your name is on the list, it's number one on the list. I said, surely they gather, but not of me. And because they do not have my consent, they will fall for my sake. The whole thing scattered. My name was removed. Hello, somebody. So I show gratitude to God. I'm grateful for his word. Hallelujah. Because God's word will never fail. Amen. He said, my word will never return to me void, but it will fulfill the purpose for which I've sent it, and it will prosper in it. May the word of God sent to you today prosper in every area of your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, I've got to move on. The fifth one. His creation. That's the fifth one. I love this one. You know why? God has given us authority. He gave us authority with him. He gave us authority over the devil and his co-workers. He gave us authority over human systems. Do you know that you have authority over human systems? What do I mean by, like governmental systems? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. I don't have enough time to share so many testimonies. I've shared the testimony of something that happened to my sister. Amen. Who wanted to buy a car. And what even led to it? She said the person that sold the car that she was driving to her said, madam, you are still using this car. Meaning it was so old, and the man was saying, you know. And she said she was grieved in her spirit and went into prayer when she got to her and said, Father, I'm your child, and you created me for your glory. This car is not revealing your glory. So there has to be a change. You've got to change this car. And she doesn't have what it called. So she, by faith, she went to a car dealer. That same car dealer. Went to his shop. Went to his realizing, how much is this one? How much is that one? Going in Jesus' confidence. How much is this one? The pricing is that Mercedes. Okay, is this one I like. Madame Ele, it's good for you. She went with her son. And they got to the car, and the son said, Mommy, did you hear how much? Maybe you didn't hear. How much they called it? He said, I heard. I'm not the one that need to hear. He heard. That's all. Hallelujah. He heard. So she was led to call her stockbroker and call the stockbroker and say, look, I need to make some financial blah, blah, blah. How many of my shares can I sell? And the one said, madam, have you known before? He said, what? He said, our share prices just went up by I don't know how many times over. Maybe 100-fold. He said, in fact, we are giving bonus. So he said, hey, how much do you need, ma? She told him her the amount. He said, you don't need to sell your shares. Even the bonus they have given you is more than enough to cover it. Glory to God. So that was how she was able to buy the car. Amen. When she told the testimony to even my mother and everything, I said, this is what happened. My mother quickly went there. They said, the thing has gone down. 24 hours. Beloved, God can subdue governmental system, economic system, because he wants to favor you. Nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our sister shared that testimony, remember? Believing God, how we go pay this thing now, foreign exchange, blah, blah, blah. You see how God made a way for her. Listen. James said, you have not because you ask not. Because many of us think that certain things are just not possible. You say they made a law. You think that the law governs God. That's the problem. You think it governs God. The same God that subdued gravity. The same God that subdued the water so that man can. Man was not made to walk on water. You know you are sinking. Hallelujah. Unless you can swim. And you are not a fish. So your natural habitat is not the water. Glory to God. But if God needs to get you, okay, from VI to Lekki, and the only way is by the water, and there is no canoe, no boat to take you, and God needs to get you there, you will walk on water. Glory to God. The Bible is not a storybook. So that Peter walked on water is not just for you to just hear. It's to let you know that the authority over evil natural causes has been given unto you. Praise God forevermore. I don't have enough time. So you show gratitude to God. Like Joshua did in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12. He told the moon to stay and told the sun to stay. Why? Because he was fighting a battle. And he said, no, it's not time. It's not night yet. Glory to God. So he told the sun, even though you are supposed to set, because I have need of the sun must continue. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that not the same thing? I mean, so many occasions you want to go somewhere and then it starts to rain. And you know the rain is going to disturb this thing. And then you point your hand to the heavens and command and say, you this rain, stop now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you. And then you step out of your house in faith. And then you see that the rain has stopped. Eh? Hallelujah. You know, there are some people they call, they said, then they catch rain. We are the rain catchers. We are the genuine rain catchers. Oh, I thought you received that. Glory to God. My time is up. Wow, wow. Number six, his people. Another reason that you need to show gratitude. His people, relationships that God has placed in your life. Amen. In fact, I'm going to have you get up right now. You're going to go to seven people and appreciate them and thank them. Hallelujah. Rise up and thank them. Seven people. Tell them you appreciate them. Thank you for being part of this commission. I appreciate you. I value your presence in this commission, in this church. You are loved. You are valued. You are appreciated. You are appreciated. You are valued. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are valued and you are loved. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Glory to God. Because there are people. Look, God is not going to come down himself. Whatever he has promised you, he's going to put people around you. There are blessings you are prayed for, you are asking for. They are in the hands of other people. Your destiny helpers. People that will help you. Hallelujah. That will assist you. So you must show gratitude to God for the people that God has placed in your life. Show gratitude. Now, some of us might say, these people, the wicked people. Yeah, there are wicked people, but there are good people also. Glory to God. May God connect you with people that will cause your destiny to be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the last one, his plan for your life. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. And not to harm you. To give you a future and a hope. That is the plan of God for each and every one of his children. That's his plan. God does not plan to harm you. He plans to prosper you. So if you are being harmed, it's not the plan of God. Glory to God. It is not God that planned that for you. The wicked one has done this. Amen. So that's his plan for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. He says, thanks be unto God who caused us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Who caused us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We must show gratitude to God because he has caused us to already triumph. So I don't know what you're facing in life. I don't know the challenge or the trial that you are going through. Jesus has already paid the price, and he paid it in full, so that your healing is a complete healing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the plan. The plan is to prosper you, for you to prosper. It's not only financial prosperity. The thing is, many people want to prosper without doing anything. It doesn't just happen. Nothing just happens like that. You've got to give yourself to it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God has a good plan for you. Is our thanks and gratitude ever enough compared with all that God has done for us? Is it ever enough? Can we really thank God enough? Maybe it's the one that you see. Maybe you prayed, he answered, you thank him for it. What about the one you didn't pray, but he gave it to you anyway? You woke up this morning, you didn't even thank him for the breath. You are still breathing. Did you command that by yourself? You did not. There are people in the hospital that have been aided to breathe. And you are still breathing. Because the plan is to give you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. You are alive to see this day. Why? He counted you among the living. Because there is still opportunities that are coming your way. There are still his plans that he has for you that are yet to be fulfilled. He still wants to take a glory out of your life. Hallelujah. And that's why you are still alive. He still wants to take a glory. If God has no use for you, you won't be here. You will be gone. And the fact that he doesn't have use for you is not because you are a wicked person. It's just because you've done your bit and you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rise on your feet. Several reasons why you must show gratitude. Many of you, you go outside there, you say, I will be like, say, I want peace. You go there. If the ground can talk, it will swallow you for messing it up. Hello? Am I lying? My brother, I lie? Anytime you just move to that corner there, do what you want to do on the ground. If the ground feel talk there, if the ground feel curse, how will ground go allow you make you mess them up like that? Hello? I say you don't have reason to thank God. You better thank God. Lift up your two hands and begin to thank God. Show gratitude to God from your heart, because gratitude comes from within you. So thank the Lord for what he has done. Thank him. Be grateful to